The Homer Senior Center's governing body, Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated, issued an official statement on July 11th. The letter states, without housing assistance, 10 seniors will be evicted due to an inability to pay their rent. 3 seniors will be issued a 30-day notice in assisted living for inability to pay rent and food. These numbers are not based on a formula. They represent individuals living in the senior center housing for whom even the loss of the senior center benefits program's top-tier payout of $250 will result in their eviction from Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated facilities. The senior center observes HIPAA codes which guarantee the rights to a resident's privacy and therefore will not release the names of the seniors facing eviction.
These are my neighbors, immediate neighbors, because our senior housing is right around the corner from me, and it's all of our neighbors, and it's our parents and our friends and grandparents.
Pat Malone is Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated Board of Directors president. She signed the letter and says the board felt obligated to issue a statement.
We have housing for seniors as well as assisted living for seniors. The budget cuts deeply impact several of the people that are renting from us or living in assisted living. Because of that direct impact, we felt a need to comment on the governor's vetoes.
The letter was sent to Alaska legislators in an effort to gather support for reinstating the benefits, which officially ended July 1st, 2019. Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated includes in their budget $215,000 of what they account as courtesy adjustments for assisted living, adult daycare, and housing. They are unsubsidized discounts for housing and food distributed based on need. Malone says that it is impossible for Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated to ignore the budget cuts or make do with less, and that the governor's cuts will have to be transferred to seniors.
You know, I don't know. Some of them will have family, and they might end up having to live with their family because they can't afford housing, or they can afford housing and not afford a very good diet, or they can afford housing but they can't afford anything else.
The letter was sent to all state senators and representatives, including local legislators, District P Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak and District 31 Representative Sarah Vance of Homer. Malone says Senator Gary Stevens did respond to the letter, saying he would work with the legislature to do all he can to restore funding. Malone says Representative Vance's office did not respond to the letter. This week, the Alaska Senate and House passed House Bill 2001, restoring funding to the program. Senator Stevens voted yes to restore funding, and in the House of Representatives, Representative Sarah Vance cast a no vote. KBBI's attempt to get a comment from Representative Vance, her office in Homer, or the Alaska House Minority Spokesperson were unsuccessful. Pat Malone says legislators need to make senior benefits a priority.
And these people are living on the edge anyway. I mean, without the senior benefits, they can't afford to live.
That's Pat Malone, the president of the Board of Directors of Homer Senior Citizens Incorporated. The senior benefits program was originally a line item budget veto by Governor Dunleavy. The budget now goes to Governor Dunleavy for approval. Board President Malone and Homer Senior Center Executive Director Karen Kelly confirmed today they already have one senior resident in arrears due to loss of benefits, but are holding off on issuing an eviction notice in hopes of the program surviving the governor's red pen. In Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.